And from time to time, welcome some very special guests to talk about some of the exciting things that are happening here in Collingwood, where we originate the show from our 102.9 FM studios. But whether you're listening to us in the Southern Georgian Bay region, or on 96.3 in Toronto serving the GTA, or 103.1 in Cobourg serving Eastern Ontario, you're going to want to know all about what we're going to talk about today, the Collingwood Century of Classics. To tell me more is one of the founding members of the committee that has put this all together. Neil Campbell, welcome to our show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, where did this idea begin to put a bunch of classic and vintage cars, along with boats in the harbor and motorcycles, throughout the main streets of Collingwood?
Well, I've been going to car shows for probably close to 40 years, so I'm a fan of cars, obviously, and then having a good look at Collingwood downtown and compared with the other small town shows that we go to, I'd say this is probably one of the best. And plus, we have the harbor to use as well. So other than boats and planes or boats and motorcycles, we can actually put the boats in the harbor and use the harbor as part of the downtown.
Now, when you say on the streets, are you going to take over Main Street here on Ontario Street, where our studios are?
Yeah, we're going to go from 3rd Street down to the harbor. So that'll be on here on Ontario Street. We're going to branch off to the west on 2nd. Probably over to Simcoe and a little bit over towards the farmer's market, which is on the same morning or morning and part of the afternoon.
And all of this is happening on August 18th, a Saturday. And how many entries have you got? Well, before I ask you that, the how many, what's the difference between a classic car and a vintage car, or is there?
Well, there's the vintage cars are typically 25 years and older. Classic cars, I kind of think of them as more sort of early 30s cars that Hollywood stars maybe used, or something like a Duesenberg or a Cord or something like that. But vintage cars are typically 25 years and older. We're looking at all makes, all countries they come from, and basically everybody's, you know, member of the family, I guess.
So
car of the family.
59 Thunderbird or a 65 Mustang is going to fit into this category.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
And then everything all around that.
Right.
And what about the boats? Well, are we going to see some of these, you know, wooden, wonderful panel like boats that we see in some of the cottage countries?
Yeah, we're looking basically at power boats, I would say, and the type that the Muskoka boats are. We also have the Endurable, which is the Collingwood Watts skiff. That's going to be there. I was hoping to get a Dunkirk boat. I'm still working on that, but we may not. But anyway, we're trying to get as many boats as possible. I'm thinking 20 plus.
And you still can take part if you have a classic car, a vintage car, a boat or a motorcycle.
Absolutely.
You'd like to display.
You can wait right to the last minute. Come on up to Collingwood here, and it's you can enter at the gate or you can early register.
Now, back to those numbers of these things. How many cars? How many boats? How many motorcycles?
Well, while we're expecting hopefully around 500 cars. We have confirmed about 150 motorcycles. That may grow a little bit. And the boats, again, we're adding to, but we'd be happy with 20.
Now, it's not
for the
just,
first show.
Not just cars, boats, and motorcycles. There's going to be a lot of fun because you have food. All the restaurants are going to be setting up on the streets and feeding people. And I'm telling you, there are many wonderful restaurants along this
street. You're absolutely right. And I think that's a good part for the town because we want to highlight the restaurants. There's some good restaurants. We're not going to put food trucks or anything in the town. And the same is the shops that are behind us are I'm encouraging them to do sort of a sale of the century to get their, their fall sales going. So all the shop owners are going to be happy. They can bring their wares out onto the sidewalk and put their sales on.
Or you can just step inside and you're going to get some great
deals. Step inside and the whole thing, yeah.
So something for the whole family, and it's all going to wind up with a performance in the Eddie Bush Arena by a musical group that anybody who's a Zoomer knows very, very well because they started back in the 1960s.
Right.
And then they disbanded and then they reformed. They won 3 Juno Awards, sold millions and millions of records. I refer to Lighthouse. How'd you make that deal?
Well, it kind of ties in with the restoration of the Lighthouse. We're going to donate part of the proceeds from the concert to the restoration of the Lighthouse. I kind of thought we'd try them. We didn't know whether we'd be able to get them or not, but sure enough, it's come to fruition, and they will be here.
That's going to be starting at 5 p.m., doors open, and then the show itself at 6 p.m. at the Eddie Busher Ring to wrap up the Collingwood Century of Classics, August the 18th. And talking about that lighthouse, the Nottawasaga Lighthouse Preservation Society is a registered charity dedicated to saving this lighthouse. It has such historical significance. It's been an iconic local landmark for over 150 years and really saved countless lives.
Right. Well, it's an old soldier. It needs to be saved, I think.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's the main thing. It's a kind of a different sort of a charity thing to go to. But anyway, this is what we decided on. And,
well, it's an important part of the
history. They're excited about it as well.
Of this area.
Yeah.
Because we don't want the young people to forget. This is the way it was when Collingwood was
exactly.
a major Great Lakes port.
Right.
And the shipbuilding industry as well. Now, the lighthouse, of course, has been decommissioned, something called the internet and GPS and satellites came along.
That's right.
But it's still a building that, it got hit by lightning, and so there is a need for this. So everybody in the community who cares about the lighthouse is very happy that a portion of the proceeds are going there. So we look forward to inviting everybody from wherever you are listening to the new Classical FM. Again, the date, make a note of it now, Saturday, August the 18th. Things will get underway, late morning?
Yeah, it's the show actually starts around 10 o'clock. We'll be filing cars in from 8 o'clock to that time. It will run till about 4:30, and then they'll start to file out or stay so they can go to the lighthouse concert.
And you, as a great organizer, have already talked to the weather gods, haven't you?
I'm looking. I'm looking at historic weather. 10%.
It'll be great.
It's going to be great.
I just know
it
will
be that way.
Now, is there a website people can go to if they want to find more information?
Yeah, it's CollingwoodCenturyClassics.com. That's the website. And what else do we need?
I think that's covered.
Collingwood Car Show, I guess, if you want to email us.
Okay. Is there an email address?
Collingwood Car Show gmail.com, I believe, yes.
CollingwoodCarShow at gmail.com. Or the website is, one more time?
CollingwoodCenturyClassics.com.
Thank you very much to Neil Campbell, one of the founders of the Collingwood Century of Classics. Again, the date is August 18th. I hope to meet you because I'm going to be on the street enjoying it as much as everybody else. Thanks, Neil.
And thank you.